Record. Right, Pedro, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, my pleasure. So, Pedro, I've been following quite some time, and I'm a huge fan of filmmaking, any kind of artistic visualization of content to reach a wider audience, to have a more holistic effect, on people, not only on the cognitive, intellectual, but of course on the visual, emotional, psychological, more holistic level. So before I go on a rant here, why don't you introduce yourself a little bit about your background, your journey to Bitcoin, and what's your drive? What's your intention? Why are you doing this? Because you appear to be like working on so many projects, but I think the most important that I picked now is the Anatomy of Bitcoin project, open source, community funded, Bitcoin funded, film. So go ahead.
Like you said, I do work on a lot of projects, and I was lucky enough that a while back I was able to transition fully into Bitcoin. But to go a little further, just to explain how I got here, I studied communication design in college, and I've always been really into drawing and geometry. And upon finishing my education in Portugal, I went to live in the US, and I worked a little bit in San Francisco. And I think that I was in San Francisco when Bitcoin actually launched, but I wasn't aware of it until later. I moved to New York and found out about Bitcoin and kind of ignored it for a while, like most people. And then I was working in very kind of fiat mindset, but very connected to, in one way, somewhat connected to the financial market scene of New York through my design work, and in other ways also connected to the academic side of things. This all through the couple of jobs I had in New York. I got in touch. I was able to kind of meet a lot of people that were very interesting, unfortunately, completely ideologically against Bitcoin. But one of the projects I was doing at the time was something on the housing crisis, and that somehow led me to become a little bit more interested in understanding what caused that, which led me to the interest rates and the Fed, and then money, and then gold, and finally, full circle, I found again about Bitcoin, and it took me a while to kind of get more conviction on it. And I think it was only when I started understanding the mechanism of the protocol itself that I got fully convinced, and to the point that I quit my job and I decided to only do Bitcoin work. Just And one of the reasons why I started this project, the Bitcoin Anatomy, is because for people that don't want to necessarily be involved at a technical level, to understand Bitcoin, you need to understand some technical stuff, because that's just the nature of Bitcoin, is technical. So if you're not understanding the technical, at least at a superficial level, then you're just taking a leap of faith in Bitcoin and you're trusting. So I thought it would be interesting to have a visual explanation of Bitcoin, but also in a film format. So it's something that is equally enlightening and entertaining, to maybe just through visuals you can capture people's attention, but the content itself is what's gonna potentially, at least the goal is to push them over the edge. And it's funny because every time I present a film in conferences, it's usually to a small audience, but the people that come to me the most after the presentations are older women.
That's interesting. Okay. Why is that, do you think?
Because I think some people are more interested in the in understanding things technically, and other people tell themselves, ah, I'm an older woman, I don't get the technicalities. And maybe looking at the code or looking at a beep, you're not gonna understand the language. But if stuff is put in your language, the language you use every day, the visual language with a nice score and a nice text behind it, then you understand it, I think. That's how I understood it, at least.
Fascinating journey. Let me just rewind back a little bit. You talked about the housing crisis. You're talking like 2008, 2009, right? Were you working like on a sort of a video documentary or co like?
Well, this came later, and it was actually an exhibition. And the exhibition happened, and then the exhibition was mostly architects trying to solve the housing crisis through architecture. And that's, even though I'm interested in architecture, it became apparent at some point that architects are not going to solve this, because it was not architecture that caused this. So that's when I found about all the money stuff. And this happened actually after the housing crisis. So it was a, imagine New York academia with a high money architecture studio, all mixed up together with finance, trying to reflect on the housing crisis. It's ironic, and
yeah.
But it's not surprising that they would be focusing on more housing financed by the government as a solve to the crisis that was itself caused by the financing of housing through the government. And that's kind of when I started shifting my whole paradigm and way of viewing the world. And I think I actually became, before even Bitcoin, I was already kind of completely on the end of Fed camp. But I was thinking that this movement is never going to catch on, because there's no way of monetizing and everything is not cool. At the time, it was just not cool. But now I think with whatever's happening in the world and with Bitcoin, now that mindset is becoming not only cool, but also very well monetized. It's
Before we talk about like like making a film or movie or whatever genre, I mean, it could be even like a documentary thriller, which I think even could be for some, for large majority of people, even, you know, more, I don't know, inspirational or thrilling, or maybe more lasting, a more lasting effect. But anyway, what I'm gonna like, how far did you go that rabbit hole? Like when you say, you know, when you talk about like the Fed or the central banks, like did you get like at the same simultaneously like a much, much bigger picture, but also did you go like deep, deep into the root causes of, you know, of this whole shit show, you know, we are right now experiencing by orders of magnitude?
So I guess you can measure how deep I went on that side, because that rabbit hole is even bigger than Bitcoin. Nobody's ever going to read all the documentation and all the words these people produce. I think it's just impossible, and I think it's by design. But I stopped at a couple of weeks of downloading Fed PDFs, and just trying to look at them and trying to decipher them, even going back on archives. But then I realized that not only I still don't understand it, but I realized that no matter how long I spend on this, I don't think it's meant to be understood. It's contradictory in nature, and you cannot trust a PDF. By all means, go, it's like people throw numbers at me, but it's very easy for me to produce PDFs. Maybe that's why my life is producing reports and making them interesting in visual ways. And I know how easy it is to just change numbers. It's not that hard. So that's why I kind of, at some point, I stopped, and I actually thought, I think I heard Seyfeddin mention once something like that being too focused on politics and on trying to decipher Fed speak is, it's a waste of time. And I agree. I kind of feel like that's energy that you could be spending on reading some Bitcoin stuff. So those documents, they're easy to produce. they're thrown at you systematically, and it's almost like a denial of service attack. People are spamming you with information and expect you to be required to be an expert to understand that information. But it turns out that information is actually not readable. It's just no matter how expert you are. So better not even waste time trying to understand it.
Right. No, I get you. I get, yeah, I get, I totally get it. Yeah. Especially when it comes to the people are already, so overwhelmed, with so much, people, have a busy life. They have a work, they have children, they have kids. It's, and then on top of that, overwhelmed and not being like, without being like succinct or focused, or trying like to connect the dots. It's just extremely time consuming. So Peter, what I want to ask is like, okay, you're working on this project now, the anatomy of Bitcoin. I mean, is that like a like what's the timeline? What is that? What's your perspective? What do you think? Are you doing this with other people? Or how many people are working on this project, or is that like a solo project?
Those are all good questions, and I'm hoping that people join the project to help me answer those questions, because right now it's mainly I have a job that I used. I don't want to be spending too much money, and I still want to have steady incomes. So maybe that's also a mindset that I need to change, but I have a job, and whenever I have a free moments, I'm either with family or working on the film project, or maybe working on another Bitcoin project that I'm hoping always informs the film project, like the film project informs all the other projects I'm working on. And I see many other Bitcoiners go through the same thing, where they're spinning multiple plates, but all of them are contributing to the overall project of self-development, I guess. Everybody's trying to develop their own brand, but as the film progresses, I'm also understanding that it's really hard to make a film. I thought I was going to make this in 1 year. In the first week, I thought it was going to take a year. First, I thought it was going to be extremely easy to raise money, and it turns out it's not, especially when the price of Bitcoin is ramping up. And then I also I'm also learning as I go. So, long story short, I think it would be ideal in a year from now to have a good short compilation of all the clips produced, or maybe even produce replacements of that, and then produce like a short version of it, like an extended teaser.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I was gonna say, I think this is super, would be super important, like to have like a trailer teaser, just a couple of minutes that really has a really, penetrating, lasting effect on people. And if you think about it, I mean, we all watched all kinds of documentaries, movies, whatever, in all kinds of genres. Let's just talk about documentaries. I mean, I just really know a handful of documentaries which has, which have had like a really deeply impact, a deep impact on me or on the other people, where you don't go out of the movie or the cinema, or you just watch it and then and you just forget about it. So, and this is actually because you said, you'll be hoping that people come together, actually try to, put a group of people together, all the prominent Bitcoiners, starting with Knut Svaneholm, Joni Appelberg, all these people, right? And it just, I don't know, it just dissolved at the end, which made me really sad, because I thought, I know my specific skills and strengths, and I thought, if we can complement each other with, each other with each other's, unique abilities, skills, expertise, experience, whatever, talents, right? Then we could make a really, I'm convinced of that, really a beautiful, super impactful movie, film, or whatever you want to call it. But I think you mentioned it somehow in between the lines, everybody's like, want to do their own thing, their own project, and then it just dissolves, and Which is really sad, to be honest with you, because I thought, you know, it's another form, would be another form of network effect, you know,
Well,
but at
but
a much, much higher level.
I think the when I think when project dissolves like that, it's because they probably lack a maintainer. If we so I think this can happen in film, in writing, and in development. We need to start treating all these projects as an open source GitHub repository, even if it's just on email, and model the structure of the projects the same way Bitcoin itself was modeled, and we all need to take the role of Satoshi in our own projects, but we need to realize that we're not going to do it together, and people are going to come in and out. And
I agree.
one big thing about this project is your contribution is welcome in whatever way you think you'll be able to contribute. It can just be talking about it or showing it to your friend. It can be through donating Bitcoin, or it can be through actually going to the code and help parse the index database of Bitcoin that I'm struggling with. Anybody can contribute, and there's money to be paid because the donations have been accumulating, although they're small. But another role that you can take is you can say, hey, I'm going to raise a whole Bitcoin for the project, and I'm going to take 10%. Like, sure, whatever, like, don't take 50, please, but take whatever you want. If you raise money for the project, I mean, it helps the project regardless. If you take a lot of money, then just like, then it's your choice. But where was I going with this? I think there's a chance that a lot of projects are also too early. There's not a market for them. For instance, I think this film, I almost wanted it to have no speech and just be image, but it's definitely way too early for that because even sometimes I get confused by the output of the images. But ideally, people would understand it, but most people don't yet understand because, first of all, I'm not explaining it. And also, this is a very personal view of Bitcoin. And that's why I'm trying to bring more people in. Because I need this vision to be either validated or corrected. And just today, I was talking to someone that I met in Madeira that wants to run Blender, which is the 3D software, and look at the code and maybe tweak. And I thought that was great because this is exactly the point. There might be mistakes here. And if we want this to be the most realistic vision of Bitcoin, it can't just be one person. It needs to actually be, ideally, it would be everybody, but everybody's busy. Everybody, but that's the problem. There's so much to build in Bitcoin. Everybody's super excited because everybody has their own project, but their project is equally important and probably already helped the film project because I listen to other people's podcasts. I listen to everybody else's work, and I'm just taking notes and trying to translate this to 3D, and I think that's what makes the film resonate with so many people is that I'm trying to remove myself as much as possible from the, I don't want to be the intermediary between the data and the 3D. So I'm trying to use kind of the collective understanding of Bitcoin as much as possible, at least from the people that are sharing their perspective, and putting that into film so people see Bitcoin and not Pedro's vision of Bitcoin.
Are there, I mean, would there be people within the film industry or whatever you call it, like in that branch, in that like that you would urgently need? I mean, you know, for just, you know, to complement you in your cooperation, in your implementation of the total concept, the total whatever script.
Well, I think urgently there's no need for anything, but it would be there's multiple routes. So people could join and do more coding. That would be really helpful because it would expand the vision and we would be able to visualize more elements of Bitcoin. But then also people can raise money to help hire people to write the code, or maybe, I don't know. Right now, I think it's not developing as quick as I would have liked, maybe, but I do like the speed in which it's progressing, because I don't mind if this project lasts a couple of Bitcoin cycles, because I don't want it to be necessarily depending on price action and whatnot. Even though if Bitcoin goes really high, it will be easier to finance the film. But still, this is a very long-term project, and I realized that I thought rushing it would be nice, but now I'm more of a, I want the right people. I'm trying to reach out to the right people to work on this, because this project falls in the in a really interesting intersection, which is the intersection of understanding Bitcoin and the intersection of intersecting with the world of visualization. And the best visualizers are not interested in Bitcoin, and most of the best people that understand Bitcoin are not that interested in visualizing. I think it's changing slowly, and I think we all want that to accelerate, but this falls in a very specific point, and you really need to like Bitcoin to participate in this project. Otherwise, nothing is going to make sense. The importance of things is not going to make sense. So I don't know. I think we just keep need I think right now the immediate goals is just to put the film in front of more people, so more people join the project. But it needs to be them joining. That's usually the best contributors to a project, I think, are the ones that have the self-drive to actually make the project. Until we have someone that manages people joining the project.
I see.
They
Okay. Got it. Let me just for the sake of it, here's the screen sharing of your website, anatomyofbitcoin.com. And so I think it's important to understand, like, what is your vision? Because I think I have a different, or just for me, for me personal, I mean, I have a different vision for a film. But for the concept, the core concept is is it conveying, like, the really the mechanics, the workings of Bitcoin, or what would you expect, like, for people to have sort of an experience? Is it also like an experience, like, not only the root causes, and why Bitcoin, and then the potential for humanity? Where I'm going with this, for me, it's more like sort of a holistic experience, like the wow effect, the aha effect, the eureka effect, like, oh, this is why Bitcoin, and then like showing, not like, on a sci-fi level, but I'm like, I would love to see, like, people understand, oh my God, like, for example, when Jeff Booth talks about deflation constantly, right? Why Bitcoin, for example, is the key to an abundant future, to abundance, to prosperity. What does it mean? What does it even mean? Why would that facilitate or accelerate the process of abundance for humanity? And I think this is a very, very, a huge gap, I think, in the concept and in the vision of yours and, or I don't know, or the people you're working with, and mine. Am I right with this? Am I going with this? You know where I'm going with this?
I think so. If you just loaded the website, so if you scroll a little further down, there's a part that explains the scenes. So if you go down, so this, along with this project, there's a lot of research going in, and one of them is this timeline of money that I try to list all the elements or all the moments in the history of the monies of humanity. And I think this film wants to inform everything about Bitcoin, which includes understanding money. So if I can explain it really fast, imagine a prologue and an epilogue that talk about energy and time, like we see here. If you go further a little bit up, you see those yeah. So these are the scenes, or the let's call them the chapters. So we divide the chapters in each part of the protocol. So we have We go from the network, the node, the blockchain, the block, the transaction, the signature, and the validation. And in the beginning, we talk about time. And in the end, we talk about energy, or vice versa. I'm not sure about this, but this is where we introduce the idea of money, the idea of scarcity, a quick time lapse that explains how energy gets distributed in geography, and even show a little bit of our inner energy. That's kind of like the human capital of each one, and the presence of fiat. This is all visualized in 3D using particle systems and light that moves around. And then we go into the world of Bitcoin, and we tell the story of Bitcoin through following the history on chain. And hopefully, like Brad Mills in Madeira was saying during the Bitcoin Film Festival, who's this group that actually is helping a lot with promoting film in Bitcoin. This is trying to create a monumental view of Bitcoin. It's trying to awe the viewer and then sneak Bitcoin information on it.
Got it. Okay, now I understand you better. Okay, is this the final version of the trailer, or are you working on a new one? Like,
no, this is actually really old. There's a lot.
Okay,
more.
Okay. So yeah.
I will. I've been meaning to add all the videos here, that been produced on the website, and I will do it very soon. I think. If you go to the Bitcoin Anatomy Twitter. One of the most successful videos that have been made so far is the bit by bit description of the Genesis block. If you go on Twitter and look for Bitcoin Anatomy, that's the video that I think it's pinned on top. And a lot of people, after I show this in public, a lot of people come to me and they say, oh, it's the first time I actually can create a mental image of how Bitcoin looks like. This is gonna, I had a lady in El Salvador tell me that she was gonna have dreams about this that night. And it was amazing, because this is exactly what I'm trying to do. It's kind of almost like what I dream of dreaming. And it's really a great feeling when people actually understand it and kind of view the same thing.
Awesome. Say, Pedro, I mean, what's the feedback so far from people you talk to, or you know, co-op, or you know, you go on conferences? Like, what kind of feedback, or I don't know, what do they tell you? I mean, what's the feedback so far?
I either get a really positive reaction or no reaction at all. So, I think when people just see it. I had a lot of people say that they don't have no idea what they're looking at, but then after I explain it on top of the video that's showing, they finally understand it. And I think that's very normal. This is not necessarily simple to understand. And also, again, it's like, it's almost like you have to understand my handwriting, because the things were placed there for a reason, but that reason is not immediately apparent. But yeah, I think I would love to have more feedback on the technical level, which I think it's also starting now, but it's also really useful to get feedback from people like you that have interest in film. And you mentioned that this is not necessarily the type of film that you would do, and I think there's such a big opportunity for someone to make a nice live action film about Bitcoin, not necessarily talking about Bitcoin, but just as if treating Bitcoin as the money that's used in the film, and then modeling all the behaviors of the characters, good and bad, based on that money. And let the story emerge from there. If I was a writer, I would be writing that movie right now.
Awesome. So, yeah, this is my vision, right? What's the effect? Like, what is the effect on the viewer, on the on the potential people who would watch this, whether it be the teaser, then the final teaser, or the final, film, is like really get a really much, much bigger comprehension, holistic comprehension of, like, right, because a lot of people went this journey, whether it be like the shitcoin journey, or number go up, or all about like, all about like more like, as Safedan Amous would say, like more high time preference goals, right? But if you go like, if that film has the effect of, on people like, oh my God, you go straight into the rabbit hole and understand the full potential of on every, level and layer you can even imagine, starting with the monetary technological up to the, technological on every level, like serving humanity, eventually, going to evolution of humanity, civilization and spirituality. But I mean, it's a lot of things to unpack there, but you know where I'm going with this. So I think this is what I desire, for your movie also to have an effect on, maybe as a side effect, maybe, because I think I understand your concept now and your red thread going through. But because I've been thinking a lot, because, you can, if people are not open-minded from the initial phase onwards, you can shove them up, all kinds of things, books and articles and podcasts and talk and talk and talk, and maybe you can plant a seed, and then 1, 2, 3 years later, this seed will blossom eventually. This is what usually happens, and then unfortunately, most of the time it's too late. They've injected already themselves with all kind of bullshit, or they've made the wrong decision. So, this is the sad part of it. But if so, this is why I think filmmakers, let's call it artists, whatever artists, I think they have a huge, not only social responsibility, but a huge potential, a power to change, to transform, to elevate things. And this is what I'm, what I'm a little bit, sad, or not sad, but it's like, I'm a little getting a little bit exhausted, because things are progressing on a lot of, negative levels. But then we need, we need people like you, to translate that, all that knowledge and comprehension into, because a movie is a movie. It's a totally different, perception, right?
Yeah, that's I mean, this is how I learn. It's this form of medium that it's basically condensing everything. This is the this film is only possible because I've read all, not all the books, but I've read so many books, I've listened to so many podcasts, I've listened to so many lectures, I went to the conferences, and I'm just like, all these good ideas are somewhat isolated still because they're different people, different medium. So I'm just trying to join them all together. And like you said, also elevate Bitcoin to the highest standard of culture, which in fiat, I think it's like the Marvel movie. The Marvel franchise is the hero of the fiat 21st century. And they have the best 3D artists. The writers are whatever. The movies are always a repetition, but these are the, visually they're the most, they have the biggest budget. I'm trying to bring that type of elevation to Bitcoin because I actually think that 3D visualization and help with the computer is actually lends itself much better to Bitcoin, which is inherently a computer machine. And leave maybe the cinema. The cinema just should go back to celluloid, I think, and just with real people, with real actors in real places. And so it's kind of, I'm trying to get as much as possible from the fiat culture and flipping it on its head and create the most realistic yet abstract vision of the world through Bitcoin. And hopefully somebody that watches this just watches a little bit, or maybe just even sees the poster or what views the trailer without understanding, the sensation that I hope they have is that only Bitcoin has people crazy enough to make a film like this. No other system has someone, because first of all, it's impossible, because no other chain can be analyzed as efficiently as the Bitcoin chain. No other network is as permissionless and lets you watch it, and it's actually stable. So I'm confident that as I represent Bitcoin and I go back to the chain and rebuild the chain from scratch, I'm always going to get the same image. Now, this is impossible with other systems. And so that's why I don't mind spending a lot of time on this, and I don't mind doing this in the long term, because Bitcoin is not really going anywhere. It's just going to keep going. So I don't need to be like spending all my money and trying to finish this film on time. This film is being made for Bitcoiners who are also not rushing that much. And if it helps non-Bitcoiners see Bitcoin, that's much better. But it's almost like it's like you said, this is trying to elevate the protocol into like this statue, gigantic statue, but just exists in the information realm. And hopefully people will understand that, because the music and the voiceover will help, will guide you there. It's going to be there's going to be, I think, a lot of subliminal messages, but fiat, there's never going to be any. I wish that the whoever writes this can construct a story arc that keeps everything positive, and the friction that happens throughout the story is actually in the Bitcoin side of the story. It's not in the, what I'm trying to say is that present Bitcoin, I think the film needs to present Bitcoin as a solution and not present fiat as a problem, if that makes any sense. So yeah, but there's definitely, I'm trying to define what a character arc could be, but there is no character yet, because I think Bitcoin is a lot of different parts, and in developing the film, I came to the conclusion that maybe it's best if you divide the film into the three usual acts. I don't know. Are you familiar? Who? Somebody just told me about the writer that has this book called The Hero of a Thousand Faces.
Heard of it? Yeah.
Basically, there's a character arc, and this is what most films have been based on. Star Wars is one of the ones that follow that formula more carefully. And the hero is in the realm of the normal, and then it goes through a series of tests, and then there's the climax, and then it returns with a newfound knowledge. And we can do this for Bitcoin. If we take the individual somewhere in the world and create a human figure that's kind of generic, so people that start watching the movie can actually ground themselves. They say, that's not me, but it could be me, because it's all alike. And people, these figures would be distributed in geography. In 3D, we do this with a map that has the density in population, and then we just use those colors to populate the people in the world. So everybody, technically, all humanity will be represented there.
Oh, that's an awesome idea. Yeah, awesome.
But then,
yeah.
Then as you start using the nodes, you have to go into the cyberspace, and you go into somebody's brain, and you flip into a different dimension. And now you're in dimension Bitcoin, and the hero is still you, as the human character in the first act, but now we're inside your brain, and this is now you understanding Bitcoin. So what I'm trying to say is that the character is going to have to be like the viewer. The ultimately the first layer of Bitcoin is the user, and without users, Bitcoin is just I mean, it's still Bitcoin, I guess, but it's not that interesting. So these are the type of problems I'm trying to solve, just trying to develop kinds of ideas like that that can bring more Bitcoin understanding into a film. And yeah, it's I'm curious, do you have a special interest in film?
Yeah, I mean, as I said, I mean, I wanted to, bring, the best people together, the best brains, like, on with different skills, and do a sort of on the one hand, a documentary, on the other hand, like a semi, like a half, like whatever, movie thriller genre and a documentary, like some a mixed genre, and to pick up the people where they are positioned, because there is some angle always where you can, of course, the ultimate objective is also, to inspire and to, thrill or entice or whatever, as many people as possible. But there's a story, of course, behind it, right? There's a story behind it. There's a vision behind it, and that's, I think, that's a challenge, and I know that, and I'm not the one to implement it, but that's why I thought, this is maybe my task. I don't know, maybe this is my mission, to bring the people together, connect them, and by, communicating and working it out, eventually, people would see the potential, and would eventually, be financed, because that's the realistic, physical materialistic challenge always at the end of the day, like how, because you're talking about like all kinds of, skills and tools that are 3D animation or what, it takes a lot of, resources, people, you need people, they it takes a lot of time and resource and energy. So I don't know. I think this is the ultimate challenge, to bring these people together, who in one way, in one shape or another, have an interest, have a real passion, to do this thing, to do this movie. Anyway, so I think once you come out and make a really effective teaser, I think that will be, that it would cause really a chain reaction, if it's effective. And I'm totally convinced you can do that, but it just takes time. I know that, and but I think time is running, against us, sort of. I mean, I'm not a pessimist, but I'm a realist, and I think the people within or beyond the Bitcoin space need to come together and really pull their resources, the energy, the skills, the talents together, and the network. And I know people who have contacts to former mainstream, movie industry people who, then, exited this whole mainstream bullshit, and whether it be in, whatever, in America or elsewhere, and did their and they started doing their own thing. So if I can help you, I will just connect you, with people I know. But I think we need something more concrete, and I think that's the critical tipping point, whatever you call it, is something, as you said, something visual, something emotional, something which you can experience, and then people, finally get the, a glimpse into the much, much bigger rabbit hole of what is potentially possible.
Completely, I completely agree, and that's the goal I'm working towards, is connecting with people like you that can connect with other people, because I also know people in the film and 3D industry, but
Right.
they have no interest in participating in the Bitcoin project. I've tried. I'm always trying to bring my former connections from my former fiat life, bring them to Bitcoin, but actually, as soon as I mentioned Bitcoin, they're turned off. And this movie is particularly made for them, because I'm trying to put this in a format that doesn't turn them off, that shows you Bitcoin without ever showing you the B, the Bitcoin B, and presents Bitcoin as already part of the world, because it shows you in comparison to your world. You would be represented there too, so there's no denial that it exists, because like ideally we can make a billion versions of the film that instead of focusing on some human figure in El Salvador, we have a different rendering that focuses someone on in France or in the United States, and everybody, there's like localized versions for everybody, because ultimately I want people to think I'm this person, and now I adopt a Bitcoin, I retain more value, and I need to connect to a node to connect to the network. And but how does the network looks like? How does it work? Let's go and see. And the camera goes from the personal side to Bitcoin side. And I think once other people kind of understand that I'm not making a terribly good job at doing, I hope that other people will see it too and want to participate in the project, want to grow it, and maybe, I don't know, maybe not fork it, but make it their own, because ultimately it's also made. I really like to read Satoshi's posts and emails, because you can really see how to launch a successful project. You need to be really patient. You need to be really nice. You need to, and also you need to do everything at once. In the beginning, you need to do everything. Bitcoin was launched by one person that did everything, and people will come and go, and only you can only leave the project when the project is already running by itself. And that's the goal, is to kind of get that lift off, and then you can jump.
And that's why your comprehension, not only your compression, but your passion, your vision must be so, so immensely, so incredibly strong and never ending. And this is what I, how I envision, Satoshi to be. But who knows, what was he really like? But I mean, I read what's his name? Is it Phil Champagne? What's his name? The guy who was pretty good, summarized. Yeah, I even did an interview. I'm sorry, I forgot his name. I'm not good in
Yeah,
names,
Phil
but
Champagne. I think it's Phil Champagne.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, so
Phil
he
Champagne for sure.
very good overview, over the communication. But there's
Yeah,
much more. There's even
love
the
that book.
through the, this whole fake Toshi trials. A lot more, communication came to the surface.
Everybody should have this book, because this book actually shows you how actually Bitcoin can be developed in a positive way. And I think actually it can only be developed in a positive way. And as soon as you become a little too self-centered, that's when the projects tend
Exactly.
to
Yeah, thank you for saying
go
that.
wrong.
I mean, I loved the way you envision it. This is why I'm saying, because I empathize with, let's say with the average people out there, whether within or beyond the Bitcoin space. But as soon as it's tangible, visualized and emotionally, you can emotionally experience it and get a more holistic dot connecting comprehension. I think this is where it starts rolling. So yeah, listen, I mean, yeah, let's just wrap this up, because I could talk to you for hours now. But yeah, let's stay on top of it. I'm gonna stay in touch, and I'll let's do a private conversation maybe sometime. I want to maybe introduce you to someone who then can you connect to some other, potential people who can just talk to maybe. And they might be, because you just mentioned you talk to a lot of people and they're like, oh, Bitcoin, no, thank you. It's like, they already have like an inbuilt bias and allergy, when it comes to, I don't know. I mean, people pretend like to being open-minded sometimes. It's just a tragedy. Yeah. So.
I do have a good number of Bitcoiners. I mean, a good number. It's good enough for me because it just validates the project. But there are a good number of Bitcoiners that come in and out and have worked on the project, and I think that's the best, because ultimately you need to be a little bit of a fanatic to work on this project. Because one thing is, if you get paid, you're going to be paid in Bitcoin, and it's not going to be crazy amounts, because I haven't raised that much money. And the money I raised the most was for myself. So you need to trust that whatever little you get today, you'll do it. First of all, you'll do it for the credit of being part of the project that will potentially insert images of Bitcoin in everybody's mind. Hopefully, when people think of Bitcoin Network, they won't think of a B, they will think of the model that we construct. When they think of a blockchain, they won't think of digital chain links. They will actually think of blocks chained together and organized in difficulty adjustment groups and things like that. Or you do it for the Bitcoin and you believe that you're just stacking and keeping this Bitcoin forever, and maybe it will be worth more in the future.
Exactly.
But even people like yourself, just connecting with people, and if you want to join the Telegram group, I usually post stuff there and
I'd love
always
to. Yeah.
look for feedback, because that's the people that are interested in knowing how what Bitcoin looks like. They are the ones that are ultimately going to have something to say about the stuff that's produced. So that's also helpful if there's just questions and doubts. And if you like writing, there's so much to write. Someone will read this. I would love to have a beautiful Bitcoiner's voice to read this, but they need to be reading something that's also equally beautiful without being too over the top or too think boy. And yeah, anything you want to do to collaborate, and if you want to collaborate on other projects, I'm always open to that too.
I'm really looking forward to that, really. Now, is there any other site you want to lead people to, or I mean, I'm gonna put the put everything in the show notes, but is there anything like upcoming or anything you're planning?
Well, I'm currently working on something on the TimeChain calendar, that website. I don't know if it's very public, so I'm not gonna say much, but it's about the halving. So on the halving, something special. TC, the person that runs that, has something really nice planned with involving a couple of other Bitcoiners. And also, if you're interested in kind of propagating the message of Bitcoin in a kind of unconventional way, I'm also working with another Bitcoiner, Francis, on this game called ChainDuel.
Yeah, Francis Pouliot or
No,
no, that's fine. Okay.
Francis Mars,
Okay.
and it's a lightning game, and it also uses the aesthetic of the film. So basically, it's a small snake game like duel where two people put lightning and the winner takes the sats. But the visuals, all the interface of the film, the movie, the sorry, the game is based on the anatomy of Bitcoin. And that's what I was trying to explain when I was saying that these projects can all inform each other, is that the geometry from the film is being used to show Bitcoin already in this game that's about a chain of empty blocks versus a chain of full blocks trying to compete to get the next
Oh,
Coinbase.
fantastic. Oh, this is visualization. Awesome. Yeah, love it. Love it. So yeah, Peter, I mean, I'm gonna put everything in show. Now, what my wish really would be, anybody who's listening to this, with a listener, viewer, follower, get on your Twitter X handle and follow you, subscribe and support you in any way. Maybe somebody's out there, whatever, inspired from some angle, It can be even an exotic angle, just an inspiration or motivated, and start cooperating with you or supporting you, right? Supporting you, because I think it's a, I think it could be really a fundamental important, it is a fundamental important project, I think,
I
really.
agree.
Yeah. So thank you so much for your work, Peter, and yeah, and talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. And if you're gonna follow on Oster, I'm not putting too much
Exactly.
stuff
Yeah.
on Twitter anymore. All the stuff that I'm making goes on Oster.
Open source, totally decentralized. Love it. Okay. Peter, thank you so much. Take care.
You too.
Bye.